Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, Madeline Maddie Horner, captain and senior swimming star at Pella Memorial High School. Hiya, Maddie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine, thanks. And now your coach is not with us today, but let's just give a shout out to Coach Chris Derwinga, correct?
Yeah, Derwinga.
Derwinga. Okay, I got you. We'll give a shout out to Coach. And so now let me get this straight. I'm looking at your nomination letter there, Maddie, and it says to me that you're undefeated in all your events over the years. Is that correct?
Yes, for the past 2 years.
Holy cow. Yeah. I mean, wow, that is something else. But it also says, too, that you have been a member of the varsity since seventh grade.
Yes, that this is my sixth year.
Wow, that is another wow, as I just keep saying wow. So, wow, a six-year member of varsity. Now, how does that feel? I mean, that is not something that happens on a regular basis, by the way, people being members of a varsity squad of whatever sport it may be for 6 years.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. And it's been really nice to try to be able to put myself in the shoes of some of the younger swimmers and think back to when I was in that position.
Well, that's something I was going to ask you, because you are the captain of the squad. And look, obviously, you deserve to be the captain of the squad. I mean, I'm looking at this. You've appeared at states 2 years in a row. You're in line for a third. You qualified in three different events. Recently, you won the 200, the 100 fly against Ardsley Dobbs Ferry. Your relays, you won a couple of relays there, the 200 medley, the 400 free. You had some other victories there against Arlington. You hold the school record for the fly. So, obviously, you deserve your captainship. And like you said, when it comes to some of the younger swimmers, some of the younger members of the team. Now, a couple of questions. One, what is it like to be the captain, to be in that leadership role? Do you feel any pressure? But two, you're also the captain of a team in a sport that's more individual. You know, you're not talking about, you know, being the captain of a football team or a soccer team where everybody's on the field at once. You know, so how does that feel to be the captain of a team where, again, it is a more individual nature?
Yeah, I think although it's technically an individual sport, I think that we've really like built an environment where everyone's depending on each other and really can feel like comfortable and try to do their best. And I just remember when I was in like seventh grade, eighth grade, I was a little like nervous, and all of the upperclassmen were really sweet and tried to make me feel comfortable. So I'm trying to do the same thing with all of the younger swimmers on the team now. And we have a pretty young team, a pretty small and young team. So I really am trying to make everyone close and feel comfortable so that they could get the best results.
Well, how does the team stand right now? And about how far are you in to the swimming season?
Yeah, so we're about halfway, approximately. And right now we're 1-3, although we had a close loss, only by 2 points. But we've had a lot of success in individual races. We have a pretty strong team. We just, it's a bit smaller, so it's hard to compete against teams that have so much more depth than us.
All right. So now when it comes to you being in this leadership role and being the captain and trying to, inspire this kind of team unity that you're doing your best with, and obviously I'm sure that's working. What kind of improvements have you seen in some of these younger and, you know, in your smaller team, but some of these younger swimmers here that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I think honestly, the whole team has really seen great improvements so far, not just in times, but stepping up to do events that they might not be comfortable with, swimming like the 500 free, which maybe is a lot more challenging than they'd be used to get our team points, and really just pushing themselves to race whoever's next to them and try to just get the best results in place to score the most points possible for the team.
And that's got to be pretty rewarding, though, when you finally convince one of these younger swimmers, hey, listen, this is an event you can do. I have faith in you. You're going to be good at this. And then when they get out of the pool and they've got some big smiles on their face and they realize, holy cow, I could do this. You know, she was right. That's got to feel pretty good for you.
Yeah, no, it's really nice just seeing afterwards when they realize that they were able to finish and they did well and they scored points and it was fine.
Well, there you go. And is there any other lessons that you learned from some of the older swimmers and, maybe some of the captains that you try to impart now on these younger swimmers?
Yeah, I think really just being able to step up to whatever Chris asked us to do, and really give everything all to the relays since they're worth more and you want to score well for Pelham, not just yourself. Make sure everyone really wants to see the school do the best that we can.
All right. So just explain to me, because I mean, I'm you know, I don't know much about swimming and the scoring. So when you say the relays, they will score more for the team. Now, is that just because, say, it involves four swimmers at once?
Yeah, it's just more people. So they just weight them a little more heavily in the point system.
Okay, well, I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Pelham High School's captain and swimming star, Maddie Horner. Now, Maddie, I also notice here, now we're going to talk about the academic side of things, and you've got that pretty well in hand. But I also notice here in your nomination letter, it says, you folks have been recognized, by New York State as a Scholar Team of Excellence, underscoring the team's commitment to both academic and athletic success. So, so apparently the whole team is trying to win this award like you did, you know, for the academics and the accomplishments in the pool. So, how does that feel to know that, that it's not just, you know, your results in the pool that are being judged, but also the fact that, you know, you all are well-rounded students. You're all, you know, doing your best to work on the whole package.
Yeah, no, I think that's really nice to know that everyone is committed to the academics as well, and not just focusing on one element of their life, but really trying to be a more like well-rounded student and athlete and pushing themselves, not the pool, just in the pool, but also in the classroom.
Well, that's great. And speaking of the academic side of things, like I said earlier, you've got that in hand. You got a 4.0 GPA. You've got a 98 and change average, though. I don't know, Maddie, are you slacking or something? What's with that point and a half? I'm not, you know. Also, you're a member of five National Honor Societies. You've earned the Pelham Scholar Distinction Award. You're also, president of the Italian Honor Society. You're a multi-year member of the Chemistry Club, and you're in the Do Something Club. What is the something in the Do Something Club?
Just events that where you become more active and helping other people in society. For instance, we participated in the Polar Plunge, which was raising money for the Special Olympics.
Okay, well, we've got one of the folks here at our radio stations is a fellow named Bob Miller, and he does a polar plunge every year, and every year he keeps telling me that he's going to get me to do it, and then I laugh at him. So congratulations to you all for being able to do such a thing. But I also ask all the winners of this award, when it comes to their classwork, what it is that really strikes their fancy. But I see here that in the nomination letter, it says that you presented on cardiovascular mechanical support devices. You also shadowed a cardiovascular surgeon at Columbia Irving Medical Center, and you watched multiple surgeries, including, and what is it, an Impella 5.5? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yes, and you watched that insertion, and you watched that heart surgery. Now, I told you, you know, before we started recording this, that I started reading that, and I was ready to pass out, but what was that like? I mean, that had to be almost surreal to be watching over a doc's shoulder a situation like that.
Yeah, no, it was really exhilarating, honestly, to watch basically someone's lives be in the hands of these people as they're trying to improve their condition. And I thought it was really interesting. And going in, I was a little nervous that I'd be slightly disgusted, but actually I thought it was, I really enjoyed the experience, and I could see myself doing something similar in the future.
Hey, look, if your good first, you know, if your first experience is a good one like that, and you don't find it disgusting and you don't want to pass out like I would, then good for you. That's a great first step. So this Impella device, though, that's the device that keeps the blood pumping while they're working on the actual heart, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And you've done some research on this particular device and other devices that help out in similar situations. What's that like? I mean, is that something that you're considering when you go to school?
Yeah, although I'm not entirely sure of where I exactly want to continue my studies, it's definitely an area that I'm interested in. And specifically with medicine, I think cardiothoracics would be something I would want to pursue.
All right, and I see Johns Hopkins University. Nice, very nice. And just to let you know, this is kind of interesting, but at freshman orientation, you are not going to be the only Con Ed Award winner there, because last week's Con Ed Award winner is also going to Johns Hopkins. And that was Catherine Darcy. She's a captain and field hockey star at Mamaroneck.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yes, exactly. I know. I thought that as well. I'm like, oh, another Johns Hopkinser this week to get to interview. So, yes, Catherine Darcy is her name. So I'm sure you'll run into each other at some point there at Johns Hopkins. And let's see. I also see that you're an Honor Society peer tutor where you help out some of the younger students. So that leadership role comes into play again, you know, kind of like a captainship for the younger kids. Though I would imagine this is a touch more pressure than the captainship in the pool for these, you know, helping out these younger kids, especially the ones that are pretty daunted by the fact that they're entering high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice to kind of help bridge that gap for some people who might be nervous or struggling at the beginning as they're entering.
And I also see here, and this is really cool, that as captain of Swim Across America, you led efforts to raise $20,000 for cancer research and treatment. Now that, like I said, is way cool. What was the inspiration for that for you all on the team?
Yeah, so I've been participating in Swim Across America since I was 7 at my local summer club. And so I've been going through it each year. And after COVID, the program kind of started to decline in participation. So me and one other boy really tried to like revitalize it in the past 2 years and get more junior swimmers to participate and start raising money for cause.
Obviously you did a good job in revitalizing, because raising $20,000 is quite a chunk of change. So very nicely done to you two and the rest of the team there. And you helped organize an outdoor learning facility, or a learning space, I should say, at a local elementary school where you focused on science and sustainability. What was the inspiration for that?
As a little kid, I always would garden with my aunt. So I've always been sort of interested, and when they started building the space at the school, it's very close to my house. I just wanted to ensure that it would be an adequate like environment for the students like upon their arrival to school.
Okay, well, good for you. Good for you. And I'm sure that's working for them as well. And you know, here, Maddie, as you know, as we finish things up here, obviously you're very, very busy. You know, you're very accomplished in both areas. That's the reason you have won this award, academics and, you know, your work outside the classroom. And then, of course, your work in the pool. But is there anything that Maddie does to take 5 seconds, you know, just to give herself a little bit of a breather? What any kind of hobby, something to give yourself a break?
Yeah, I really like baking. And yeah, I've become like the family baker for all of the holidays.
So. is there any particular baking product where the family members say, you know, they raise their hands? Okay, this year, Maddie, you have to do this.
Yeah, I think the favorite is like a chocolate ganache cake.
So, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Yeah, I'm going to think about your chocolate ganache cake, and I'm not going to think about surgeries, okay? I'm just going to think about that. So, well, that's great. I mean, that's good, too, because, again, that's something you can share with the whole family and bring smiles all around. So, well, listen, Maddie, it was fantastic talking to you. Congratulations on the award. Obviously, well-deserved. I'm sure the audience thinks the same after hearing you speak. And good luck to you and the team the rest of the season. And then to you, obviously, when you head off to Johns Hopkins.
Thank you. I'm really honored to accept this award.
Well, like I said, it is well deserved. You are definitely up there with the ranks of the others, and you need to make room on a mantle for this award. Okay.
Okay.
From Pelham High School's Maddie Horner, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.